In this podcast episode, I'm going to list five male celebrities who have been quoted as saying they struggle with a mental illness, OCD.
Dad Mind Matters, helping men to safely navigate family life without losing their minds. Lived experience podcasts about mental health, parenting and marriage on a Monday, Wednesday and Friday.
Hi there, my name's James and thank you so much for checking out my podcast, Dad Mind Matters, helping men to safely navigate family life without losing their minds. Now, I've taken a lot of my research from a blog post written by a lady called Sarah Norman. I struggled with OCD on and off all my life and was officially diagnosed with having it following a CBT course that I did with the NHS in 2010. That's a lot of acronyms in one sentence. I think the main reason I decided I wanted to do this podcast episode, and probably the podcast as a whole, is that I've often got a lot of comfort from realizing that I'm not the only person going through something like this. And I suppose the whole purpose of this episode particularly is to prove that even if you have a mental illness like OCD, it doesn't have to stop you achieving your goals. So for anyone who's never heard of the term OCD, OCD stands for Obsessive Compulsive Disorder, and it's a mental health condition that causes obsessive thoughts and compulsive behavior. Apparently, around 1.2% of the UK population is thought to suffer from varying degrees of OCD, and apparently the condition most often begins in early adulthood. There are studies that have said it can actually start at any age, with symptoms appearing sometimes as early as 5 or 6 years old. And I definitely have memories of being worried about certain doors in certain houses that I lived in when I was about 8 or 9. Consultant psychiatrist Dr. Chetna Kang was quoted as saying, "The obsessions are the ruminating thoughts, and the compulsions are the behavior you do in response to the ruminating thoughts. It is really important for us as a society to reflect on the fact that behavior doesn't always match up with a person's internal experience. I take this to mean that you're not your thoughts," which really comes as a comfort to me and may resonate with someone like that who has similar battles. Some of the intrusive thoughts I have as someone who has OCD are really disturbing and can make you feel really ashamed and basically question who you are as a human being. Remembering that your thoughts are not who you are, they're just something that happened to you, really helps. So, celebrity number one, David Beckham. Apparently, David Beckham has talked openly about his OCD and its relation to the idea of perfection. The famous British footballer has mentioned struggling with compulsions such as moving leaflets and books in hotel rooms into drawers and making sure that everything is in its proper place. In an article taken from The Independent, he was quoted as saying, "I've got this obsessive compulsive disorder where I have to have everything in a straight line or everything has to be in pairs. I'll put my Pepsi cans in the fridge, and if there's one too many, then I'll put it in another cupboard somewhere." Apparently, David Beckham has tried to stop his compulsions in the past, but struggled to do so. And according to more recent reports, he said that he's come up with coping mechanisms that have enabled him to better manage his condition in daily life and therefore reduce its impact on his life. This backs up an idea that I share, that I don't think you're ever going to be cured. I've kind of accepted that I'm going to have OCD to varying degrees throughout my life, but it's up to me to choose how much it affects my life. And although I would love to be able to leave the house without having that fear that I haven't locked a door or turned off a tap or a light switch, or that something I haven't done is going to cause some sort of accident or harm to someone, I don't know if having OCD is always necessarily completely bad. There are lots of things in my life that I'm very proud of that I think having OCD helped me to achieve. If you want to be the top of your profession, if you want to achieve anything that not everyone is doing, you have to be quite obsessive about it. You have to care about things to a degree that most people don't. And the second male celebrity who's talked openly about having OCD, Kanye West. The rapper and designer Kanye West has been very open about his mental health condition in the past, and he apparently has mentioned having OCD on more than one occasion. In an article from The Guardian, he was quoted as saying, "I definitely have OCD. I have to be creative at all times and I have to learn. I don't know any other way." Apparently, Kanye West has also mentioned he believes his OCD could also be partly responsible for his success, as he thinks it could be related to the idea of perfection in all areas of his life, including his career. And I agree with this. You have to care to degrees that most people don't in order to be the best. And I'm not saying for any second that I'm the best of anything. But I think you've got to have that compulsion and that obsession to want to do the work in order to try and achieve something that is out of the ordinary. Be that running a marathon, be that writing a book, be that trying to launch a podcast and make it successful. You've got to be obsessive about it. And the third male celebrity who's been quoted as saying he struggles with OCD, Daniel Radcliffe. Daniel Radcliffe is best known as the star of the Harry Potter film franchise and apparently has been very open about his challenges with various health conditions, including dyspraxia and also OCD, from as young as 5 years old. Apparently, Daniel's noted that his compulsions included feeling that he needed to repeat words he said back to himself under his breath. Apparently, Radcliffe found help with the condition through therapy and encourages others to do the same, as he said it has really helped him to improve the quality of his life. In an article taken from Hello magazine, he was quoted as saying, "I had to repeat every sentence I said under my breath. I would encourage everyone to undergo therapy. It doesn't mean you're insane or weak. I haven't had it this year so far and I'm missing it." I think that's a really good point. Having therapy, having the need to talk to someone who isn't your partner, isn't your friend, who's actually medically trained, professionally trained to understand and help you with this is really important. In the same way that 20 years ago, people might have thought getting a personal trainer was a bit strange. And why can't you just go and do the exercise yourself? But now it's a fairly normal practice. I think the idea of having therapy and talking to someone who's trained to help you overcome a problem is a really positive thing for our society. And the fourth male celebrity who struggles with OCD, Niall Horan, has talked in interviews about his OCD and how it's caused what he calls tics. Tics are a term that's sometimes used to describe compulsions. In Niall Horan's case, he has mentioned feeling the need to do certain behaviours in a specific order or way or routine. In an article taken from Teen Vogue, he was quoted as saying, "I feel like I have to do things in a certain way. For example, if I have a burger with chips on my plate, I always have to eat the chips first and only pick up the burger at the very end. Even when I go on stage, I only have one fixed sequence. I always have to sing in the same order, move and so on. I live with them and they're mine no matter what others think about it. Fortunately, I now have enough people around me who understand." I think instead of trying to see the things that we might think are different or strange as bad things, I'm hoping that podcasts like mine might try and raise the conversation that we're all complex human beings. We're all completely unique. We all have different ways of coping through life. And instead of being worried about it or scared about it or ashamed about it, I think it's important to share it and learn about it. And the fifth male celebrity who has claimed to have OCD, the writer Charles Dickens. The very famous author Charles Dickens was alive in the 1800s. And so therefore there are no interviews done with Hello magazine or Teen Vogue that can confirm an OCD diagnosis for him. That said, apparently it's widely believed the Victorian writer did suffer from the condition due to various expert accounts of his behaviour. According to researchers, Dickens may have had the compulsion to rearrange furniture whenever he stayed in a hotel room. He was also thought to inspect his children's bedrooms daily to check their tidiness. If they weren't up to his standards, he would leave them notes. Michael Slater, who is a professor of Victorian literature at Birkbeck College in London, has written extensively on Charles Dickens, and he believes his OCD traits can be traced back to Dickens' poverty-stricken childhood when his family were forced to move home very frequently. I suppose this makes sense. If there are times in your life where you feel out of control and that's scary, maybe that can be something that causes you to feel like you want to do things to have more control in your life. I've often heard of OCD as quoted as the doubting disease, doubting your ability to do things. Me doubting my ability to lock a door properly once and walk away. Me doubting my ability to drive home without accidentally causing some sort of road traffic accident. Me doubting my ability to park the car, put the handbrake on, and walk away. And I don't think I'll be the only person on the planet who has these worries and intrusive thoughts. I'm probably just someone who worries about them more than other people. Everyone has intrusive thoughts, but I think people with OCD can't let go of them. They go round and round. I get an idea or an intrusive about something I convince myself I've done and it won't go away. And it's only usually replaced with another intrusive thought, which is why I'm really hoping that these conversations and these podcasts and having guests on who might be brave enough to talk about their own mental health struggles might help us to normalize the fact that we all are struggling in some way. We all have some sort of mental battle to varying degrees. And hopefully the more we talk about it, the less of an issue it'll become. And that might help future generations of people to feel a bit better about situations they're going through. I really hope you got something from this podcast. And if you have a specific question about OCD or mental health that you'd like me to try and do my best to answer, please let me know. You can contact me at www.dadmindmatters.com. And if you're going through or have gone through a mental health issue and you found a way to make your life slightly easier and you want to share that story, please also contact me. And I know it's a massive ask because no one's got any spare time, but I'm really trying to get this podcast out there. So if you have 2 minutes to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, that would be hugely appreciated. I hope wherever you are in the world, you're okay. Take care of yourself. My book, First Time Dad, A 42-Week Guide to Pregnancy, is available in Kindle and paperback form on Amazon and an audiobook form on Audible. To sign up for my monthly newsletter, please visit my website, www.dadmindmatters.com.